Gu and I had been trying to remove a shrapnel from the belly of this soldier not much younger than us. The boy's lower intestine had been torn open. His blood and excrement were all over our gowns. Every 7 seconds, a round would land close by and we would have to bend over his body to shield the wound from falling earth. And every time we would be close enough to hear him whimper softly for his mother. There were other voices, too, rising from the pitch darkness just beyond the entrance to our bunker. Desperate, angry voices that weren't supposed to be on our side of the river. We had two infantrymen stationed at the bunker's entrance. One of them shouted, "Spetsnaz!" and started firing into the dark. We could hear other shots now as well. Ours or theirs, we couldn't tell. Another round hit and we bent over the dying boy. Gu's face was only a few centimeters from mine. There was sweat pouring down his forehead. Even in the dim light of one paraffin lantern, I could see that he was shaking and pale. He looked at the patient, then at the doorway, then at me, and suddenly he said, "Don't worry, everything's going to be all right." Now, this is a man who had never said a positive thing in his life. Gu was a warrior, a neurotic curmudgeon. If he had a headache, it was a brain tumor. If it looked like rain, this year's harvest was ruined. This was his way of controlling the situation, his lifelong strategy for always coming out ahead. Now, when reality looked more dire than any of his fatalistic predictions, he had no choice but to turn tail and charge in the opposite direction. "Don't worry, everything's going to be all right." For the first time, everything turned out as he predicted. The Russian never crossed the river, and we even managed to save our patient. For years afterward, I would tease him about what it took to pry out a little ray of sunshine, and he would always respond that it would take a hell of a lot worse to get him to do it again. Now we were old men, and something worse was about to happen. It was right after he asked me if I was armed. "No," I said, "why should I be?" There was a brief silence. I'm sure other ears were listening. "Don't worry," he said. "Everything's gonna be all right." That was when I realized that this was not an isolated outbreak. I ended the call and quickly placed another to my daughter in Guangzhou. Her husband worked for China Telecom and spent at least 1 week of every month abroad. I told her it would be a good idea to accompany him the next time he left, and she should take my granddaughter and stay for as long as they could. I didn't have time to explain. My signal was jammed just as the first helicopter appeared. The last thing I managed to say to her was, "Don't worry, everything's going to be all right."
Kuang Jingxu was arrested by the MSS and incarcerated without formal charges. By the time he escaped, the outbreak had spread beyond China's borders.